Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Demetrius, how are you today?
Well, hello. Yeah, it's quite weird.
Yes, it is.
We keep it weird.
This is 720 WGN. You know our friend Demetrius Ivory from the WGN-TV Weather Studio, named after his buddy Tom Skilling. By the way, that's whose job he took. Those are big shoes to fill.
And he will be here tonight on air. So
nice.
Watch us on GN. He's working on it. He's been working on a story, and he'll be here tonight on air. So,
and this, Kevin just told me before you came on, he wanted to know if you heard whether about Ryan Day being replaced.
What?
Yeah. Is he an Ohio Buckeye guy or something?
What? Hold on. I got to get. Well, Ryan Day, the coach?
Yeah.
Of Ohio State, who won the national championship this year.
That's your team, right?
Replaced. What?
We can't torture him any longer. It's April 1st. You know, I got Steve with a shock of smart Marquette fake breaking news earlier, and we were thinking about. I said, well, we could basically do the same script with Demetrius because he's
my
the biggest
gosh.
Buckeye fan we know.
I got to say, that was pretty well played by
that
Lisa.
Was great.
She didn't even know who the guy was.
Yeah, right. She didn't even know he was. You know, because in Ohio, we're like, this man will not be touched.
Right.
Oh, that's the first time anybody got me today.
April Fool, Demetrius.
In front of all the listeners. All right. Well, you know, revenge is best served cold.
I told you he wouldn't be messing around with Ohio State football news, but
yeah, Kevin wouldn't do it. He's like, you don't understand, Lisa. They're serious fans.
I'm sitting there trying to Google this, like I'm talking to you.
His hands were shaking.
Forget the weather. What's Ohio State doing?
I mean, what are we doing here? How can we mess this up?
Oh, man.
Very good.
So good. I'm glad I got one done. I feel like I've accomplished something today. I know on the very first day of spring, you posted a picture on Instagram. It snowed, and that seems to be a sign that this is – April always is the weirdest weather month as far as I'm concerned, and we've got a big storm coming our way, right?
Yeah, we have a pretty good one tomorrow, and it's going to be a number of rounds. I mean, some of our computer models kind of show it storming all day. Which typically you wouldn't get severe storms, but we don't know. We're on the lookout. We're in a level 3 out of 5 in terms of severe storms for tomorrow. It'll rain tonight. Then it's going to, I think, really be coming down in buckets by early tomorrow morning, 5, 6, 7 for a lot of people in the rush hour commute. And then later in the afternoon, that's when the cold front arrives, and that's when we could be seeing severe storms. Again, the potential for that is going to be sometime around, I'd say, between 2 and 8 p.m. So it is going to be a wild ride. This is, you know, I'm lucky. I'm a cheater because I grew up in Ohio where it storms like this all, you know, for 4 months straight.
Yeah.
And my first two weather jobs were in Ohio, where we were literally cutting in. I would do the morning show, sleep for about 2 hours, and come back and cut in every day for 2 weeks.
Oh.
I hated it. I hated
it. That's a lot.
Yeah. But I hated it. But the experience is, you know, when it storms, I've done this so many times before.
Demetrius, you know. Is this going to be one of those long lines of solid storm that comes through, or storms popping up, or what's it going to look like?
We'll see storms just kind of dotted all over the place early in the day and probably until about lunchtime. When the front comes through, long line of just a violent line of storms, a lot like Sunday, where it just comes through. It's not all evening, probably by about 7 p.m., especially Chicago. We're probably done with this thing. But it will be a long line of storms that will probably, you know, start in our northern counties and go all the way, you know, downstate. That moves through, and the timing of that one is what's really important.
I know you hate backyard weather forecasts, but the loveliest people just text. Jim and Karen, they went with me to Germany, and they're going with Lou Manfredini, and that trip's leaving at 6 tomorrow night, and people are worried about what the likelihood is that there might be delays at the airport.
6 tomorrow night, there is a pretty good likelihood, you know, of a delay, not a cancel or thing like that, but... Okay. if that line's going through O'Hare, and our computer model right now puts it through O'Hare right around 6 p.m. So I think that you just kind of, there may be a delay, but it's not like you're not going to get out.
Is there anything you can do to make that storm get through quicker?
I wish. I've tried to bribe everyone. It won't work. Well, Tom's here tonight. I'll try to bribe him. You know, he might have, you know, he might have a little bit of pull for that. So,
hey, there were some major storms over the weekend, and this story has haunted me, and that is the family. Three people in a vehicle, and a tree falls on their vehicle up near Kalamazoo in Michigan, and all three perished. The three killed, the other three family members hospitalized. One was in critical condition. My gosh, you know, you just don't think about huge trees toppling over, but that is a casualty of a lot of these storms and the wind activity.
Right. I mean, you know, that's why it's just best to not be out when they're coming. You know, it can be one of those scenarios where, well, it's windy, we're in our car, we're safe. If you're going a certain speed and a tree falls down in front of you, you know, your visibility is a quarter mile sometimes or less. You're going to go right into that thing or worse. I've seen a number. It's interesting that a number of our weather deaths, a lot of them, you know, are not someone being being killed by the weather. It's someone being hit by a tree, typically. You know, when you're even talking about tornadoes, it's not, you know, it's not, you know, and we all think, oh, well, you can get swept up by a tornado. No, it's usually a tree or something like that that comes down. So, it's heartbreaking. Well, we hate to hear about death that's involved with weather. Yeah.
Right. But it happens, and spring is probably the most wicked time for that, right?
It is. And, you know, our storms, we're starting to get storms across the country as early as, you know, serious storms, as early as, you know, January. It's all year now. And, you know, even for us, you know, last year, tornadoes in February, you know. You know, that just happens. So it's just one, we just have to always kind of be on the lookout. We have so many ways to warn people that it's almost sometimes feels like we're overwarned. Every time it storms, it's, you know, there's some type of warning or something like that. But honestly, this is your tax dollars working to keep what happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan from happening.
So what is Tom actually doing tonight?
He's doing a story on the National Weather Service. I believe it's the cuts that they have made. I believe they have cut over 1,000 people. They had a 13,000 man and woman personnel force. So I believe they cut 1,000. So, you know, almost a tenth. And they're looking to cut more. So I think that they're doing things like, you know, I think his story is about how they're trying to cope with the environment.
Right. I did a podcast with him. It's posted at WGNradio.com. He brought in Dr. Louis Uccellini.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in Ed Fenton and Dr. Webbles, and they talked about this. And I think there's 4,200 employees at the National Weather Service, about 13,000 at NOAA.
Okay,
and
yeah.
The National Weather Service has taken a big hit, and they're concerned about it because, I mean, Demetrius, you get part of your information, right, from the National Weather Service.
We all do. And this is why, you know, I think it's outrageous. And just like, you know, how I'm sure, you know, during your podcast, you know, it's outrageous. I mean, we're talking about an infrastructure that our tax dollars have put together. You know, we've paid for this, whether you know it or not. You've paid for this with every dollar you made, you know, setting up these radars across the country, setting up these offices and things like that. And, you know, for someone to look to sell this so that we have to buy radar information about storms. And when I say we, I'm saying
all of us
so that we have to buy something. We have to buy radar information to see storms that are coming our way. That's provided by radars that were paid for by our tax dollars. And some rich corporation or company now just kind of benefits from it. I just don't understand. You know, I'm not a political science guy, but I don't understand privatizing something that we should get a refund, right? I mean, once it's sold, we should all get a refund. Well, I don't understand.
Tom's passionate about it, and I love that you're having him on tonight. We're up against news time, so give everybody the forecast.
Okay,
for the next
all right. Showers and thunderstorms will come our way. Those storms are going to arrive late tonight. We're expecting those storms to continue throughout the entire day, really tomorrow. Maybe strong or severe storms, especially during the afternoon and evening when that front comes through. Tonight, temperatures will be down in the 40s. Tomorrow's high temperature will be in the 60s, and it's not a type of day where it's a day where you need to watch the weather because we will be seeing some strong storms, but I wouldn't cancel the whole day plans. It's not going to rain all day.
And you might want to go Google any news about Ryan Day.
Yes, and payback.
It was a shocker.
Payback. That's all I got to say.
Bring it on.
Payback.
Demetrius Ivory, tonight you will see him on WGN-TV with Tom Skilling.